Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we're talking through my initial plans for the three-week epic honeymoon trip that is coming up at the end of October, because I have booked most of the restaurants that we're going to be attending. That is Donna and I, and not Dan and I, in case you were wondering.
What? You mean I'm not going?
Well, unless you're marrying me.
I thought I was like sneaking in.
Oh, you can sneak into the. We've got two cases.
Okay.
So you can sneak into one of the cases, yeah. Maybe.
I can
tuck up.
Yeah, tuck up.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So the laugh at the start, we've just done Customer is Always Weird.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about all kinds of... I mean, was one of the weirdest episodes we've done.
Yeah.
Episode 53 was, by the way, if you want to go and listen to it, which was Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, but we talked about some weird stuff.
Seriously weird stuff. It didn't go too dark, it was just weird.
Yeah, it did go very dark. But kind of related to this show, because we're talking about Star Wars.
But that's nothing to do with why we were laughing at the beginning.
No, it's not. I suppose it's not really, no.
No.
Well.
We should say, you said you were going to record this episode.
Yes.
And what you're going to go through your plan. And you reached over for something, and I said, you're going to get the binder.
Yeah.
Jokingly, yeah. You're going to get the binder. And out he pulls a binder.
Yeah. The plan... I mean, there's a lot to this year because it's 3 weeks. And because it's our honeymoon, we've got things booked in so far. But there's lots of things still to book. Lots of excursions that we still want to book. So we still want to book the walking tour safari at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
We want to book a dessert party.
Just one.
Yeah, I think so. Just maybe one at Magic Kingdom.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But for the wedding, we've asked just for contributions to the honeymoon, and every contribution will basically go to towards those excursions.
Yeah.
So,
I like the tactical way of saying cash.
That is tactical. Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Which still, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's better than like everyone buying appliances and things, which
that
is traditional
that you've already got
that we've got.
So. Yeah.
I'd rather people spend that, whatever they were spending on that, just give me the cold hard cash.
Yeah, for Disney.
Yeah. I'm not sure how the tax man says those kind of things, but...
It's a gift, I think, isn't it?
So yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, is that how it works?
I think so.
Hmm. I wonder if I can get my employer to just gift me my money.
I'm not sure that will fly.
Why not? If I work for free, at the end of every month, they gift me money. Is that not how it works?
I don't know. I may be talking absolute bollocks.
Oh, God. There it is.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That. Customer is always weird. Straight into Theme Park Trader. He starts swearing.
I may be talking absolute rubbish.
I reckon that's a pro tax avoidance strategy.
Maybe it is.
What do you do for a living?
That's how Jimmy Carr got paid.
Yeah. What do you do for a living? I don't.
Yeah.
But I get gifted.
I get gifted in return for favours.
Yeah.
that sounded weird, didn't it?
Wait a second. What do you do? Okay. Let's get into the plan. So we arrive on Saturday the 26th of October. And
is that as in you fly on the 26th or you...
Both. We arrive and fly on the same day.
Oh, yeah. It's only when you come back that you take off one day and like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are flying premium economy.
La-di-da.
Mm.
No, that's cool. That's nice.
Yeah. So because it's our honeymoon, we've been helped out on that, which is amazing. So we're looking forward to that.
Do you know? Are you upper deck, top deck, or lower deck?
Lower.
Okay.
Because
you can look back and like spit at all the little people.
Exactly. And okay, also, nice, I did my research. Nice. So upper deck premium economy is, you know, same kind of seats and everything.
Yeah.
But the snack bar is downstairs.
Oh, okay. So you have to walk further.
I'm like, come on, a premium snack bar. I'm near the snack bar.
Have you literally booked the seats closest to the snack bar?
I think we went for. Well, the reason I went downstairs was the snack bar.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know how close we are to the snack bar.
What? You don't know the number of feet.
Number of steps. 3 steps away.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But it's a full flight. Like it was pretty full when I booked it.
Oh, okay. Because
it's October half term.
Right, okay.
I think it's the last weekend of October half term, I want to say.
Okay.
And I'm just going to double check that because, well, it's useful to know, isn't it? Oh, that's very, very precise.
Narrowed it down to a county as well. 28th of October to the 1st of November. What?
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
The start of half term is the 28th of October to Friday. Okay, so it is week.
Okay, so you're away for that, right? Okay.
The first week of our trip is the start of half term.
Right, okay, so yeah, so it would make sense that it would be busy.
People flying out for that week.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is fine, it doesn't bother us really. It's going to be busy maybe for the first week, but it is what it is. It was the best time to go really for us to catch Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
And the Food and Wine Festival, of course, which I'll be talking about shortly.
Oh, I didn't realise you liked that.
Yeah. Food and wine, is this the best time? So yeah, flying premium economy, and we're staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which I think I've mentioned before. We're there for the entire period as well, which is, people are like, oh my God, you must be rich. No, just poor.
Now they're poor.
Yeah, I'm very poor at this year and saving for this. And we're just deciding, we're probably just going to have a quick service at the hotel that night.
Yep.
So we've got the Disney dining plan. Probably just going to eat at the hotel.
I think you don't necessarily want to like have a,
I mean, I'd love to go to
meal as such, do you? Like,
no, really? I'd love to go to Deluxe Burger.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit of a trek from the lodge.
Okay.
And we're probably not going to arrive. Well, our flight lands at like 5. So if all goes well, we probably won't be at the hotel until about 7:30.
Are you on the later flight then?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. It was slightly cheaper to book the later flight.
Yeah, it does come in slightly cheaper, doesn't it?
So
hopefully you won't get delayed by 4 hours like I was.
No.
And then you end up arriving at like midnight or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully not. But yeah, we're arriving. We probably won't be at the hotel till about 7 or 8.
Yeah, something like that. By the time you get through security and
exactly.
Yeah.
So that will be kind of that. I'd love to go to Deluxe Burger. You know, we might if we're not too tired, but we're probably just gonna quick service and crash out.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
And usually the first night is one of the only times that we have a quick service at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise we're just out and about.
Yeah, and then you're using your sit-down credits, aren't you?
Yeah. So at the moment, our first day is obviously the Sunday, our first full day, and we are going to the Magic Kingdom.
That could be busy.
Yeah, Sundays at Magic Kingdom is always busy.
Yeah, especially during the October half term as well.
Yep. Oh yeah, it's going to be fun. But you know, we'll have some fast passes.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we don't usually spend the whole day on the first day at Magic Kingdom.
Right, okay.
We'll probably leave like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And we've got dinner at T-Rex in the evening.
Cool.
So I want to say, like, not too late.
You said
5.
You said
yeah.
We'll probably be at Magic Kingdom. Is that something?
Well,
that's changed,
so at the moment, they've got extra magic hours at Hollywood Studios.
Right, okay. What, in the morning or the evening?
Morning, 6 till 9.
Right, okay. I mean, that might be a good day to do it, because then you'll be up early anyway.
This is it. This is the thing. So we've got until November the 2nd to go to Hollywood Studios 6 till 9. After that, they go back to normal hours.
Okay. And what are you getting on the first day is the 27th, right? So, okay. So you've got about 7 days.
Yeah.
Right.
And I want to hit it twice in that week.
Okay, yeah.
Which is tricky, because during that week, we have Mickey's Not So Scary and 2 Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay.
So you think, oh, 7 days is loads of time, but actually,
obviously, you can do. Like, you could do Hollywood Studios in the morning and then go... You could leave at 9 and then go to another park for the rest of the day, couldn't you?
Exactly, yeah, so. Exactly. And I think that's what we might do on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
We might well end up at Hollywood that day. But Donald doesn't like doing a park for the first time and it's not a full day, if that makes sense. So we'll do 2 parks in a day, but only after we've been to the park for the first time.
Right, okay. I see. The thing is, I suppose...
But Star Wars is Star Wars.
Yeah. The problem is, as well, it's being a Sunday.
Mm.
It may not be the best day to go because it's a weekend.
Exactly. It depends how busy the hotels are. Yeah. Really.
But then you might get loads of residents there as well because...
They can't.
Oh, can they not during that time?
Extra Magic Hours for hotel guests only.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
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 So I'll only be rocking up with about 10,000 of the people rather than...
Yeah, it's not too... That's not so bad.
Not so bad, is it?
That's
so
bad.
The next day, we are at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And we... I just want to... Just double-checking.
Is that Donald's favourite park?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're at Yak and Yeti for lunch.
Nice.
Which I know you like now that you've been there. Yeah, you went there your recent trip, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did in the end?
Didn't in the end, no. I can't remember why. We didn't even try the quick service. I think it was because whenever we passed it...
Oh, you said you were going to go to the quick service.
Yeah, but then when we passed it, it was... We'd only just eaten or something like that. And then it was a case of... Or no, it wasn't... It was like quite early or something like that. It was like 10 a.m. And then next, when we needed to be... Our next fast pass was Avatar, which was over the other side... And then, you know, we didn't want to have to walk all the way back.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. So it's just a timing thing, unfortunately.
The thing I'm going to really struggle with is after, say, early November, what the hell am I going to do in Starbucks when the PSL drops out?
You could just, like, buy loads of them and put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then just reheat them.
Well, just quick get them cold.
Yeah.
Put them in the fridge.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, you've just got, like, this entire fridge. The cleaners, like, go in there and they're like... What the hell?
Yeah, it's like 20 PSLs.
Yeah.
Because I want to say that will run out like 3rd or 4th of November.
Right, okay.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe you can arrange a deal.
The Christmas drinks start shortly afterwards.
Right.
But they're not as good. They're not as good.
There's no pumpkin.
There's no pumpkin in the Christmas drinks. So yeah, we're Animal Kingdom that day, eating at Yak and Yeti. Then we've got the Tuesday where we're doing the Food and Wine Festival.
Okay.
Epcot, there's no food whatsoever in that day other than food and wine. And then in the evening, we have Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Right, okay.
It's quite a full day, that one.
Yeah. Are you dressing up?
We will be dressing up, probably in my Stitch outfit.
Nice.
Hopefully, it shouldn't be too warm. I mean, I remember the first year I dressed up as Stitch, I was just so sweaty.
Yeah.
It was horrendous.
It was pretty warm when we went.
It wasn't as warm.
Right, okay.
But it was warm. Like, yeah. I was hot.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as warm. So we're doing Food and Wine Festival, which I can't wait for. So happy that they've adjusted the dates this year so that the Food and Wine Festival covers our entire trip.
Nice.
Previously, it was going to be, like, based on previous years, it would have been the second week only.
Okay.
But it's all 3 weeks.
What, up to the second
up
week?
Up to the second week. Yeah. But I think it's up until the last week.
Nice.
Now, which is going to be amazing. And we... Whenever we've got free time, we're like, film one? Film one? So I'm looking forward to that. The Wednesday kickstarts our 2 weeks of Universal tickets, which we still haven't bought. But
right, yes, because you can get them for 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks from the date you first use it.
Right,
so we're doing it Wednesday to Wednesday.
Yeah, so, makes sense.
Yeah, we're doing Universal, eating at Universal, so probably Toothsome, Voodoo Donuts, and maybe Hard Rock, depending on how full we are.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to be at Halloween Horror Nights that night.
Okay, yeah, so again, quite a full day.
Another full day. Yeah. Like, we're going to be pretty tired for the first few days. Then the next day, which is Halloween, I believe we are free. Completely free.
How can you have a free day only, like, 5 days into the holiday?
I know. So again, this might be where we go... We were thinking maybe of going to... Hollywood Studios.
Right, okay.
But
you haven't got Hollywood Studios at all up to that point, have you?
No, our first day at Hollywood Studios is like the 3rd of November, I think.
Yeah, what's going on? It's like over a week after you get there.
Yeah, I know. But we are going there quite a bit afterwards.
Right.
But we'll probably hit Hoyosuas. And at the moment, we've got Boma booked for breakfast.
Oh, okay.
At Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is the breakfast buffet.
So could that change if you go to Hollywood?
100%. I think what we might end up doing is...
I mean, you could book your breakfast for like 9:30 and then go to Hollywood first.
That's a very good point, actually. I could do that. That's a very good point. Because at the minute, we've got Universal on the 30th, obviously.
Yeah.
But we could hit breakfast at the hotel first.
Right, okay.
Because we're at Universal until like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's not like we need to be there for opening.
Yeah, they're very true.
Although I do kind of want to get there for opening so I could do Hagrid's motorcycle adventure.
Right.
So it's like, it's pretty tricky. But there we go. So then, Halloween currently is free at the minute, but that will change.
Right, okay.
I think it's a good suggestion, though, moving the breakfast booking to 9:30 or 10.
Yeah.
Hitting Hollywood Studios, coming back, and then just chilling for a bit.
Yeah, you could do.
Because we're going to be tired. We've done Halloween Horror Nights. We've done basically Mickey's Not So Scary, Halloween Horror Nights, back-to-back, two nights in a row. which is why the 31st is free.
Yeah, and then I'm looking at the following day as well.
Yeah, so the first again, we have no food booked. We're probably going to eat Hard Rock that day.
Okay.
Because we're at Halloween Horror Nights again.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do two nights.
Yeah, and obviously I don't know what date they end.
I think it's the second or third this year.
Yeah.
I think it might be the second. So Halloween Horror Nights, I wanted to do it again because we got 2-for-1 tickets.
Yeah.
One of those nights I will probably get the Express.
Okay.
But I won't do it on both because it's insanely expensive.
Yeah.
As we know.
Is it worth doing it on the first night because then you can get everything done and then the second night you can focus on what you enjoy?
Yeah, probably that is probably what I'll end up doing. And also on the first night, because Donald's never been before, it's a kind of nice way to just kind of...
Yeah, you don't have to stand in calm the queue yourself. For so long.
Yeah,
because
standing in the queue, it's quite like...
Intense. Yeah.
There's some good houses this year for her, though. Obviously, you've got Stranger Things.
Yeah.
We've had the Universal Monsters house just announced.
Yeah.
Which looks pretty cool. And also the Rome one, the Gladiator Arena kind of Rome.
Okay, I don't think I've seen that one yet.
Which really appeals to her because Italy's her favourite place. She likes Rome, all that kind of mythical stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the same thing, Ryan.
That's what I'm telling you. That's fine. No, but it looks pretty cool. So we're looking forward to that. And we've still got lots of houses to be announced.
Right, yeah.
So that'd be cool. The second, currently we're going to SeaWorld, though I don't think we will go to SeaWorld.
Okay.
We were talking about this the other day, and I think we're going to end up going to Hollywood Studios for the last day of Extra Magic Hours.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Although it's a Saturday, we'll get there for 6.
Yeah.
Do Hollywood Studios, and then kind of leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go to SeaWorld, but it's not like I'm not that fussed about going.
Yeah.
And it's $110 each or something.
Right, okay.
And I know I'm only going to be there for half a day.
Yeah.
So we're kind of talking about it, but I don't think we'll end up going to SeaWorld.
No, that's fair enough. Could you do Hollywood in the morning and then SeaWorld in the afternoon?
Yeah, potentially.
I don't know what time they close. They close earlier than your average park.
But I have a feeling we won't be going to SeaWorld. But then we've got Homecoming booked in the evening.
Nice.
Which is, I love that restaurant. Really, really good. One of my favourites now. The first time I went there, every year since I've been back.
Right, okay.
It'd be cool to give that a go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one on the list is... Next day we are at Hollywood Studios for Magic Hours, I believe.
So is that two? Oh, that's what the MH means. I was wondering that.
Yeah. I think it's Extra Magic Hours at Hollywood Studios, but it might be the evening.
Right, okay. Extra Magic Hours. I think you said it ends on the second, right?
That's the early ones. Yeah, the early ones. So we've got Hollywood Studios for the day, and then... So we'll probably avoid Star Wars that day.
Okay, yeah.
If at all possible.
Makes sense.
If I'm not drawn to it. Or we might pop in and go to like the shops.
Right,
and
okay.
In there, rather
I like how you say pop in.
Yeah, like queue for 3 hours to get into the land and then...
We're just gonna nip in.
Just nip in.
Have a look at the
shops. I'm sure there's no crowds there.
You know, just roam around, take a chill.
Yeah, it'd be lovely.
Yeah.
So then we're going to Yachtsman Steakhouse.
Nice.
For dinner.
Is that the one that we were going to go to, but then we realised we had to dress up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to go there. They don't do lunch, annoyingly, because I wanted to go there for lunch.
Yeah.
But we've got like a 5 o'clock reservation, which is when they open.
Okay, yep.
So we should be able to eat there, go back to Hollywood, and watch one of the shows
nice.
In that time, hopefully.
Yeah.
So next day is the Monday, and we are doing a hot air balloon ride.
Oh, okay.
That's super early.
Where, what hot air balloon?
It's
is that the one at Springs, or is it a completely unrelated?
No, it's completely unrelated. Right, okay. So we've got that booked. We'll have to get an Uber or something over there.
Right.
Quite early. It's like sunrise.
Oh, okay. Wow. That should be cool.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. And then
I've never seen a hot air balloon in Florida before, I don't
think. Oh, they're up really early.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
Yeah. So we've got that, I think with some champagne as well, I want to say.
Oh, nice.
So, getting boozy at 6 in the morning. And then and then we're heading to Epcot Food and Wine Festival.
Some more booze.
And then we've got the Cellier booked for the evening.
Right, okay.
This is one that really annoyed me. I think it was last week or the week before when I was trying to book it. No reservations were showing up for the Cellier.
I remember, in the evening?
In the evenings, right. At all. Yeah. Which I thought was very weird.
Yeah.
Obviously, half term is finished for most people. Or private schools, not so much. But for most people, half term is finished.
I don't know if the private schools leave earlier or whether they go later.
Oh, it might be earlier, actually. Which is super annoying. And then all of a sudden, they started showing up several days later.
Right.
So right now,
Bert. He hadn't put the numbers in.
Hey, Bert. Right now, I've got reservation for lunch and dinner on the same day.
So,
$3.50 and $6.35
plus food and wine.
May as well just stay there.
Spat there, sorry.
I may as well just stay in there. I'm going to cancel the lunch one.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
So $6.35.
You just
good.
Keep holding of it for emotional reasons.
Exactly. I can't cancel the Cellier reservation.
I'm doing one day.
Two in one day. So hopefully we'll eat there and then probably watch Epcot Forever.
Right. Okay. Although you did say you had three extra credits, so you could just keep the booking and just go there, grab a small.
Just get bread.
Just have the bread.
Pretzel bread.
And then we'll be we'll see you in a few hours.
Yeah. What time's our next reservation? It's only an hour. We may as well just stay in. So, Tuesday, we're thinking of doing the safari, Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you get...
How long is that going for?
4 or 5 hours, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quite long.
Okay.
And you get food there with it.
Right, yeah.
So, hopefully we can book it for that day. But I'm not sure what the reservations will be like.
Right.
So we'll see.
How come you haven't booked for it yet?
It's quite expensive.
Oh.
So we're just waiting until after the wedding to have a look at that.
Okay.
So we're going to try and book that. We're going to try and... Because you get food, we'll probably end up having a quick service that day.
Ah, and that's what QS means.
Yeah. know your lingo.
All the codes. Yeah, I'm learning.
And then the 6th, we're at Magic Kingdom. We're planning on doing a quick service or two and the dessert party.
Yep.
Which would be cool. And then on the 7th, we are at Hollywood Studios for the day and planning on going to San Angel in Epcot for lunch.
I don't know where that is.
So it's inside the Mexican Pavilion, that restaurant.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
We've not been there in a number of years, actually.
Right.
So it'd be nice heading back there. For a bit.
Nice.
Then on the Friday we are at
nowhere.
They're completely free on the Friday, which would actually be quite nice.
Yeah,
because that first, I mean, we're almost approaching 2 weeks there. It's intense. We've had an intense couple of weeks. We'll just be chilling, and we've got the boathouse booked in the evening.
Okay,
so the plan is hopefully to just hit Disney Springs, have a few drinks at Jock Lindsay's, that kind of thing.
Crazy Golf?
Maybe.
I see it's at the top there.
It is Crazy Golf, yeah, because obviously we didn't get around to playing the Disney course last year,
No, we didn't. I didn't play it when I
went. No, that's crazy, because it's opposite the road.
Well, because...
Literally cross over the side.
Yeah, because we didn't do that one, and we didn't do Pirate's Cove that we normally do. We didn't play any, because it was just we just ran out of time to do it, basically.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. You think you've got all the time, but very quickly, I'm on the 8th already.
Yeah,
and it's just amazing how quickly you can just get through it all.
There's so much to do, isn't there? And obviously, especially with Halloween stuff going on as well.
Yeah,
It eats up a lot of time, doesn't it?
But I think what we'll do, although it sounds really intense, I think what we'll probably do is, even if we're at Universal for say 7, we're not leaving till let's say 1.
Yeah,
we will. Sit down. You know when we were in the Simpsons area waiting for Horror Nights to start.
Yeah.
We'll sit down. We'll have a beer or I don't know, we'll have non-alcoholic drink or whatever, and just relax for like a couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah.
We won't take... none of our trips we take too intensely anymore.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that will be intense, it will be Star Wars.
Yes, yeah, it will be super busy, won't it? And you got
to... I'm not looking forward to it in that respect.
Yeah, I know, like...
I probably... if I can get in there twice before Magic Hours ends...
Yeah.
I probably won't go back.
No, what, during the rest of the
trip? During the rest of the trip. No.
I think it would just be so busy.
I just won't like it.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I'd want to go into the canteen and order a drink, have something to eat.
Yeah. You can't exactly sit and chill. Like,
no, it's going to be insane. There. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, then on the Saturday, we are at Animal Kingdom.
Nice.
And we have the Maya Grill booked in Colorado Springs. So we went there 2 years ago for the first time when we were at Colorado Springs. Loved it. It's kind of like Mexican themed.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really nice restaurant. So we thought Animal Kingdom, we won't be watching Rivers of Light.
No.
We won't be staying too late. So we'll probably just get the bus back over to Coronado.
Yeah.
And then transfer by the Springs probably.
Right. Okay. I was going to say, how would you get from Coronado back to Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Yeah, probably head to the Springs. Right. Because Maya Grill's 7 o'clock. So we could, even if we're there until 10, like, Disney buses are going back and forth, Disney Springs, until, like, 1 in the morning. So we've got plenty of time.
Nice.
And then on the Sunday, we are at Hollywood Studios. See, Hollywood Studios kind of, like, starts hitting quite frequently towards the end of the trip.
Yeah.
And we've got...
because there's not a lot of Universal there.
We've got two Universal at the start.
Yeah, so I suppose you can rattle through quite a lot of stuff in that time.
Yeah, and we've got Epcot once.
There's a couple of other times, isn't there? Because when you go...
Epcot...
there's another one there on the 4th.
Yes, so twice.
Yeah.
And to be honest, probably on both 3 days,
we'll end up at Epcot at some point. Yeah.
I'd be surprised if we didn't end up at Epcot.
Right, okay, yeah.
So on the Hollywood Studios, and then we've got Olivia's booked in the evening at 5:30, which is in Key West.
Yes, yeah. I was trying to think of the name of the hotel that we were, because I knew it was at the hotel where we were.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Key West. We head there, have our dinner, and we'll either hit Disney Springs before or after or both.
Right. Okay.
Just for like a drink and just to chill out and stuff.
Yeah.
Haven't decided what yet, because I doubt Hollywood Studios would be there all day. Because I just, on a Sunday, I was very much expecting it to be absolutely insane.
Yeah, I think obviously Star Wars will be absolutely rammed. And then obviously the rest of the park, you imagine, might be a little bit busier as well.
Yeah, I have a feeling on that day, we'll probably just do things like the Muppet. We'll do our fast passes, do like the Muppets and things like that. And maybe head to another park or something.
Yeah, I think, because the thing is, Hollywood's not really a full day park.
It's really not, no.
Like, obviously with Star Wars, it will be like a full day park.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you're avoiding Star Wars because it's going to be so busy, if you've already done it, then it's no different from where I went in last month.
100%. That'll be that really. The thing is, with all of this, when we're out there, everything will change. It always does.
Like, it does just tweak, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, one day where we've at Animal all day, it might get to lunchtime and we're like, oh, we're kind of done, you know. Our Maya reservation isn't until seven.
Yeah,
we'll just go to Epcot or something.
That's what happened both times when I went to Animal.
Yeah.
We were done sort of by midday. Yeah, basically. Again, it's not a full day park.
No, it's not. If you can get early into Pandora.
Yeah.
That's
the thing, because we even had to queue for Flight of Passage for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Almost 2 hours one day.
Yeah.
And we were still done by midday.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's mental.
Exactly. So then on the Monday, we're at Food and Wine Festival all day. Nothing booked other than Food and Wine. So those are my favourite days at Disney World. Because that's super relaxing.
Yeah.
Even if it's hot or whatever, they're so relaxing because we'll do a few rides.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just slowly walking around World Showcase, going into the shops, having something to eat, having something to drink, and just chilling out.
Yeah.
It's like my favourite days. And then on the Tuesday, sorry, a bit of a cold.
Yeah.
We've got Universal.
Okay.
And although it says Morimoto Asia, right now I've got the Edison booked.
Oh, okay.
No dinner reservations were coming up for Muramoto.
Right.
So I think, again, same kind of thing, issue where the restaurant wasn't showing up the dinner times.
So are you going to stick with the Edison, or are you going to change to Muramoto if it comes available?
Undecided yet.
Right.
Undecided yet. So, not quite sure. Then on the Wednesday, we are free. Completely free.
Unless you haven't gone to Magic... Oh, it's Magic Kingdom's on the next day. I was going to say, you haven't gone to Magic Kingdom quite a lot.
I think we've got a few. So obviously the first day, then we've got the Mickey's Not So Scary. And then we've got the Wednesday afterwards as well. So three times.
Okay.
So four times total. But again, our 3 days, we might split them by whatever we want to do, basically.
That's the thing. It really depends on how you think... Oh, well, we went to Epcot yesterday, so we won't go back again today, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's something you'd never say. So.
No, it's not, no. But, you know, we might do, like, the morning of Magic in the afternoon, like, on that 3 day.
Yeah.
Head to Magic in the morning, do Epcot in the afternoon and evening, potentially.
Yeah. So whatever you feel like, isn't it, really?
Exactly. So Thursday, we are at Magic Kingdom all day, and we're planning on doing Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Okay.
I don't know why it says VMMCP rather than MVCP. So we're hopefully doing that. We haven't booked that yet.
Yeah.
But we're planning on booking that.
Okay. Is that the only one that you're going to for that?
Christmas party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're only doing Mickey's Not So Scary once, aren't you?
Yeah. They're so expensive.
Yeah.
We've done the Christmas party once, and we both thought it was average.
Okay.
We want to do it again just because we're out there for Christmas.
Yeah, it's worth doing while you're there, isn't it? Because you don't normally go at that time of year.
No. So we want to do it again, but I wouldn't say we're like... that excited for it.
Okay.
Bless you. Then we've got our last full day. Oh, sorry, I should say we're eating at Skipper Canteen.
Okay.
Which we've never eaten at before.
Yeah.
So that's opposite the Jungle Cruise.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to trying that. And then our final full day is, of course, going to be spent at Epcot. And we have Nostalia booked.
Nice. What a lovely end.
I know.
A fitting end.
We may end up booking Nostalia for a third time.
Okay.
We've still got 3 credits to use, and we've got several 3 days.
Yeah.
We'll just see what we fancy on the day. If a reservation comes up, we'll probably book it. But
okay.
And then Saturday we leave, but we're going to Boma at the hotel for buffet breakfast.
Nice.
Then heading to whatever park we want.
Yeah.
From there.
Yeah. What sort of time do you leave? What time do you fly out?
I think it's the later evening flight.
Right. Okay, so probably like 7 or 8 o'clock.
Something like that. So we probably won't need to be on the Magical Express till about 3.
Right.
Two or three.
Yeah.
So, we get a good morning at the parks, which would be nice.
Yeah.
That's...
Depends how long you sit at the buffet. Just like,
My favourite thing to have at the buffet is actually the jungle juice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, they used to sell it at Animal Kingdom.
Right.
But I haven't seen it there in 2 years now.
How do you mean sell it? What, as in like at quick services and stuff like that?
Or as bottles? A stand.
Right, okay.
No, it's not a bottled thing.
Oh, I see.
It's like fresh juice.
Yeah.
But it's incredible. Like, really bad for me. I have to, like, insulin up massively.
It's incredibly high in sugar, presumably.
But it's amazing. It's so, so good. I've never had, like, juice that is that amazing. If anyone knows where I can get it at Animal Kingdom, because I've looked where I could normally get it, like, twice, let me know, please, because...
You should get the ingredients for it and just make it at home.
Yeah, but I mean it's several fruit.
Yeah.
And there's no way I'd be able to make it like they do.
That's such a defeatist attitude, Ryan.
Yeah, it is.
Come on. You can have your juice, Ryan. You can have your juice.
It's too much time to worry about it. Yeah, but if anyone knows where you can get jungle juice in Animal Kingdom now, let me know. And that is 3 weeks in Orlando condensed into 32.5 minutes.
Wow. It flies by.
It does, doesn't it? It does. So I will be doing another one of these once we've got our fast passes booked. And when we've got our final plans, this is like phase one of our plan.
This is like Marvel MCU phase one.
Phase one.
Okay.
Phase two will kick off actually later today because we're going to be talking through this and potentially making some adjustments.
Okay. Mainly because are we recording this now, Ryan? Why are we doing it now?
Mainly because of Star Wars. So Star Wars threw a bit of a...
Spanner into the work
because they only announced that last weekend.
Well, yeah,
last weekend for us recording now, and I was like, "Oh, that kind of screws up our first week a bit." So we're gonna be looking into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a few new restaurants in there we've not tried before. So
Skipper Canteen,
Yachtsman,
Edison. Have you been to the Edison before?
No, I haven't been to the Edison before. And lots of returning favourites, of course.
La Cellier, obviously, you haven't been to before.
You're pushing it. but lots of returning favourites like Maya Grill, Olivia's, Boathouse, Yak and Yeti.
Oh, Yachtsman's a new one.
Homecoming. Sand Angel, we've not been to in several years. I believe they changed the menu quite drastically since the last time we went. So yeah, there's a few new ones in there. But we like to go back to our favourites.
Yeah.
And Donna's not been in, it'll be 2 years.
Right, okay.
So quite a long distance, considering she's used to going every year.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, that's my trip. Nice.
Sounds like a good trip.
If anyone has any questions about my trip, if anyone is over there at the same time, then let me know. Let us know on all of the socials. We are Theme Park Trader. Also visit us on our website, themeparktrader.com, and we are on YouTube now as well, Theme Park Trader. We're going to be doing another live video probably in a couple of weeks. We've got a...
Is it a couple of weeks? I think what were we saying about doing it next weekend?
We can't do it next weekend.
I thought you said Sunday evening or Monday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So actually, by the time this episode goes out, it will be... It could be tonight.
What? Oh, yes, yes.
So maybe keep
all this timey-wimey stuff.
I know. Keep an eye on Facebook tonight, potentially, for a live video from us. If not, go to YouTube and it will already be uploaded.
So the confusing thing will be is that by the time this episode goes out, you may have already changed your plan.
Yeah, oh yeah, quite possibly, yeah. Yeah. But it's always changing, right? You know, right up until we leave and then even when we're out there.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's times where we'll go to Animal and we're like, we're quite bored here now. We'll just go to Epcot.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. That's not to say Animal's bad, but it is quite quick to rinse through that.
It is, because it's not... Like, Avatar is, like, busy. Avatar is really busy. But the rest of the park is relatively quiet.
The rest of the park's usually pretty quiet, isn't it?
Yeah.
We usually go on a Monday, because Magic Hours are.
Okay.
It's usually pretty quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go and check us out on YouTube. Follow us on all the socials. And we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.